Got it, Rex. No, what was that? Sorry. Okay, yeah. Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna go downstairs. It rings a bell. Yeah. 2 seconds. Do you mean Marius? Ah, right. Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Let me run into the front. It's too loud here. Yeah, what did you want to know about it, sorry? Yeah, I think he was here not too long ago. Squealing, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, right. Is he saying just the belt's loose? Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that'll be just the front belt. So I was just having a look through it now. We service that looks like March or April, something like that. It was here not long ago for the clutch. So we only did a clutch last time it was here. Yeah. And then we did the service at closest to the start of the year, so April, I think it says here. Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy fix normally. Yeah. Yeah, so we don't do AC gas here particularly. So we don't have the license for that. AC gas, you can take it to Absolute Auto Electrics. He does AC gas. Yeah. Yep. 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 So the HKS will give you like a little chirp sound. We don't normally supply the HKS, so if you want to grab a HKS, we can build it for you. That's easy. As for exhausts, so that the spec Cs are never going to sound like a WRX because of the style of headers they've got. They've got twin scroll headers, so you're not going to get the WRX rumble out of the car if that's what you're looking for. Yeah, you're not going to get that. No, it's the type of exhaust that's on the car. So the headers, so the turbo style is a twin scroll turbo. So they're equal length headers. So the WRX Rumble comes from unequal length headers on like, typical Australian SCI. You won't get that on that car unless you change it all back to like an Australian version, which sort of defeats the purpose of having a Spec C. My name's Tony. You're not going to make it sound like a WRX, that's the problem. So it's going to sound like what it sounds like, just louder. Yeah, so it's impossible to make it sound like a WRX unless you change everything. So turbo, headers, up pipe, all that sort of thing, down pipe. So that all has to be changed. Yeah. You can make it louder. So if you want it louder, we can put like an NVIDIA N1 cat-back on it, which is a Canon. That'll be louder than the Fujitsu Bow. So the Fujitsu Bows are typically very quiet. Oh, I don't know. I couldn't give you a percentage, but it'll be louder. It'll definitely make it louder. So the Fujitsu Bows are quiet. Like that's typical for Fujitsu Bow. The N1s will be a lot louder. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Give me 2 seconds. I'll tell you now. Just need to double check the price on it. The N1s are 1100 and then 150 to fit it. So 1250 fitted. It really depends on what you're trying to chase. Like, are you trying to go for as loud as possible? Yep. There'll be nothing. So the problem is you're not going to get the rumble. It's only going to make the car louder. For exactly what it sounds like now, it's just going to amplify that noise. So it won't change the note of it, it'll just change the volume. There's louder. So quality-wise, we only use obviously decent quality stuff. Yeah, you can get the N1, or if you want louder than that, you can go for like a Tomei catback. But typically, the Tomeis are very, very loud. Like they're ridiculous, and they're very expensive. They're like 3K for the catback because they're titanium. The Tomei is ridiculously loud, so it's going to do your head in. Is what we typically get. Yeah. The first one's the first one's NVIDIA N1. Yeah, and then the other one is Tomei Xprime. So the NVIDIA is 1250 fitted. And then Tome, let me find it for you. So the Tomes are back order, so I can't get them right now. But otherwise, they are 2300 plus one, sorry, plus 225 to fit because they've got more parts. So it ends up being about 2500 fitted for the Tome or 1250 for the N1. I would get the Fujitsu Bow. Yeah, because they sound good and they're nice and quiet. Yeah, so the Fujitsu Bow is typically flow pretty well. Do you know if it's got a stock downpipe on that? No, I can't say what it's got on it here. We don't typically write down like every part that's on the car. We don't have like all the notes of what's on the car normally. So I don't have any sort of record of what a car has on it. Yeah, the HKS will be the most similar. No, the HKS will be the most similar. So, yeah, you're not going to get the exact sound as a WRC car. It'll be similar, but not exact. No, so that's purely boost pressure, obviously from the size of the turbo. So that's not really possible. No, all good. There's nothing wrong with getting it. What year is the car? Is it 04? So we can normally tune those on speed density. Have we tuned that car, do you know, or is it just the factory tune? I think that's on factory tune. Yeah, I would tune that, being, Japanese. So typically Japan has 100 octane fuel. Here we've only got 98, so that's the same as running 95 in a car that needs 98. I'd be getting that tuned just to obviously keep the thing alive. Welfare wise, you can get a HKS if you want. Normally we use GFB here because they're just easier to work with. The HKS are full vent atmosphere, whereas the GFB you can sort of pick if you want, more dose, or if you want like the typical Subaru whoosh noise. But the GFB won't give you the WRC sound in the slightest. It's completely like a normal blow-off valve. That's just a normal blow-off valve, yeah. The HKS will give you that sort of chirp noise, but not. Yeah, that'll be the HKS. Yeah, so you'd have to grab a HKS to get that sort of noise. Probably Car Mods Australia or Pro Speed Racing. Yeah, they should have them on Pro Speed Racing. Yeah, I'd try Pro Speed first. Yeah, but they're in Sydney. Yeah, there's nothing in Melbourne for these things. So the tune's 990. Yeah, and we'll have to do an inspection on it since you've bought it and it's been through roadie and all that sort of thing. So people play with things, so we don't put the car straight on the dyno, so it has to get an inspection first, which is 180 plus 990, so it ends up being about 1200. We're looking at about 3 weeks at the moment. That's actually very quick for us. Normally we're about 8 weeks. So typically we'll be anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks lead time. I might be able to do it in 2.5 weeks. Definitely wouldn't be like this week or next week sort of thing. Yeah, so are you going to supply the HKS blow-off valve? Not the HKS. That's what I'm saying. Like, are you going to grab it, or what was the plan there? Only if they've got them at Pro Speed. So we don't normally deal with car mods. I'm just having a look at ProSpeed's website. It looks like they've only got the adapter flange for it. I might be able to call them and work it out. If it's car mods, they normally take a fair bit, so I don't think you'd get it within 2 weeks. Yeah. Can I quickly add it up for you? Because I probably will forget to do the email because I've got other things to do at the moment. Give me 2 seconds. I'll quickly add it up for you. I found a blow file from CMA, so they've got them here. Nah, we've only got JFB here. So normally we only use JFB. We normally use GFB. So we don't, yeah, we never stock HKS here. We only stock GFB. So whereas for my personal, I would either use a GFB or just completely block it off. So all my cars are all blocked off. That's just the typical dose, yeah, like a flutter. That's just preference. So it's no good to not have a blow-off valve because it'll damage the turbo. I personally don't care. Just quickly adding these things up for you. So I'd say it ends up costing you somewhere around the 3,500 mark all up. Yeah, that's with the blow-off valve, with the tune, and with the N1 cat-back. The one I'm looking at here is SQ-V4. Yeah, HKS Super SQ-V4. So I can see Car Mods has them. They've got them on sale for $365 at the moment. We're looking at the 21st of October. That's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday. Yep. So if you drop it off at 8 a.m., she'll be ready to pick up by 4:30. Yep. Normally the system will send you a text message 3 days prior. So 3 days before your booking, you'll get a reminder. Yeah, so typically what happens is we're on the phone constantly. Sorry, you're probably trying to call while someone else is calling. I can't really give you anyone's personal number. Who, sorry? Alec? Yeah, Alec's here. Yeah, all good. I'll grab some details from you. What was your name? How do you spell that? Yeah. Yeah, and last name? And it was 04 Spec C, wasn't it? Yeah. And what was your phone number? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so do you want me to try to get that blow-off out for you? What I'm saying. Do you want me to try order it for you? Yeah, all good. I'll try organize it for you. If I struggle, I'll give you a call. Should be okay. I just don't know if we'll get it on time. The blow valve doesn't need to be tuned for anyway, so you can always do it afterwards and not affect the tune. But it should be right to be here by then. Otherwise, I'd go for the N1. I wouldn't go for the Tome. The Tome will be just way too loud. No. No. It's literally going to sound exactly the same. So exactly what it sounds like now is just going to be louder. Yeah, you're not going to change the note in any way. Yeah, it's purely just volume. It might slightly change the note, but you're not going to go from what it sounds like now to like a WRX. Yeah. Spixies are pretty decent. They've got all the obviously best parts that Subaru sort of designed around that model. So if you're looking for something that's sort of the best of the best in that year range, Spixie would be it. All good. Nah, all good. I'll order it for you. Just leave it with me. I'll make sure it gets here. Nah, I'm gonna do it today. So yeah, it's all good. No, I'll do it as soon as we get off the phone. So. As soon as we get off the phone, I'll order it for you. Just for the booking, just try to be here at 8 a.m. The H case is the only one that's going to give you the whistle. Right. Done. Too easy. Thanks.